Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And, of course, what most people don't understand is that we, our freedom, our health, are under attack from so many points of view. And really, there are so many people today who have all sorts of diseases, and really an awful lot of people are sickly, far more than we've ever seen before. Certainly cancer's on the rise. We have chronic fatigue. We have fibromyalgia. We have Lyme disease. We have Legionnaires' disease. We have AIDS. But, of course, there's so many diseases that didn't exist when I was going through school. But certainly one of the biggest problems we have are the people with chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. And a lot of this, of course, I believe, sincerely believe, is related to the fact that there's an organized effort to poison the air and poison the water and certainly poison our food. And there are all sorts of things of these that are not healthy for us. And then, of course, they damage the cells. They damage the mitochondria of the cells. And the people, really, of course, these cells have no energy. They don't function. That opens us up to all sorts of chronic diseases. Well, these things are poorly understood, most of these situations. With us this evening is Dr. Rita Ellithorp. And Dr. Ellithorp practices medicine in Southern California. Dr. Ellithorp, how long have you been practicing medicine there?
In California, Southern California, for about the last 12 years.
Okay, fine. Well, basically, of course, and she, of course, has used this product with the NT factor, and it is a lipid replacement program along with vitamins and minerals, which she feels, and she's attested to the fact that it really has helped her patients, and she's a general practitioner, very, very busy. Certainly it sounds to me like you must be running from early morning to late night.
Well, I am. I did have one of my practitioners about 5 weeks ago had to suddenly leave for a personal situation, so I was tied up with trying to care for all of the other practitioners' patients. And so I apologize when you tried to get a hold of me before. It just was impossible.
Oh, well, you don't have to apologize. I know that medicine is a demanding mistress, that's for certain. I loved it. I'm not sure I'd want to be practicing medicine in my specialty today because, of course, it's increasingly under government control, although you're still pretty free as a general practitioner to do what you want to or what you think is best for the patients.
I do, but... You know, Dr. Monteith, I also don't care to try and make a lot of money either. I have to spend a lot of time with my patients, and so it's a challenge today to, you know, try and live a lifestyle of what people think a doctor should live versus what I can really do with my patients if I see fewer people a day. I see about 8 people a day on the average, and I try and give them about 45 minutes each. This gives me a lot of time to try and get to know them much deeper and in their background and on their follow-up. So, but, you know, the other side of the coin is when I see them get better, when I see their energy improve and their labs improve with it, that is an income for a physician that's beyond what you could get at a paycheck. So I'm a very happy physician that can go to sleep at night.
Well, I certainly envy you because that's the way medicine should be practiced. Unfortunately, with the government looking over your shoulder or the insurance company or the clinic most people, doctors are working for, they don't have the luxury you do. Right. We're going to be back in just a moment with Dr. Rita Ellithorp here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Dan and Dr. Elderthorpe certainly is not seeing. Maybe she's seeing 8 new patients a day. And then, of course, she uses the Propax with the NT factor. Now, what is this? Well, basically, it's a lipid replacement therapy because certainly with all of these chronic diseases, why the lipid lining, the lipid membrane, whether it be of the mitochondria of the cells, are depleted. And you have to get rebuild those cells before, of course, they can work effectively. Now, a lot of your patients, do you think that they are poisoned by all the poisons? I'm talking about the fluoride, the lead, the aluminum, the mercury in our environment.
Absolutely, Dr. Monteith. Part of the time we take when we're talking about this is the many, many avenues through which damage to the membrane can occur. Like you said, the pesticide, herbicide, fungicide, heavy metals that are sent out of the exhaustion of the airplanes, possible chemtrail deposits of the aluminum hydroxide and barium hydroxides, the acidity of stored contained water with fluorine and chlorine in it, just the added stress of the day, the lighting, the noise, the lack of sleep. All these components, and then you start adding to the fact that we have GMO food, that people are eating too many carbohydrates as a component, cheap carbohydrates, high fructose corn syrup, and you start laying these things out, and the patient starts realizing that there are many, many venues through which they can see their cell membrane damaged, and they start understanding why we start with that as our foundational building tool. So 100% of my patients receive this, not just in the form of Propex, which is the multivitamin form, so that we replace the cell membrane, but also deliver the essential nutrients and minerals and antioxidants and B vitamins you would want. That's the oldest form that I've used for maybe about 12, 13 years of the product. But they have other products that were published on, too. We have the B-Series, NT-Factor B Complex, the Advanced Physician Formula. I have another formulation called ATP Fuel, where we use some of the components that are in the respiratory chain, like NADH and CoQ10. And then we used NT-Factor with Phaseola vulgaris. It's a protein in the kidney bean, and it was an appetite suppressant, and we saw weight loss, inches lost. So over and over again, I have absolutely no doubt, because I've just seen it over the years, whether it's a weight issue, whether it's a fatigue issue, whether it's a system problem from like cancer, and you're trying to replace a lot of damaged cells from chemotherapy. I have just never seen anything work so well as the NT Factor series and the products it's in.
Well, do you happen to know the telephone number people would call if they would like to get in touch with people who produce the end of Propec? Just, I didn't even think to have that telephone number with me. Do you have that telephone number handy?
I can actually, look on my own box right here.
All right, if you wouldn't mind, I feel very inadequate because I had forgot to actually get the telephone number, but I suddenly that these people do advertise with us, because we got interested in it, because our friend Garth Nicholson has been working on this for a long time. I've known Garth for 10 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, here's one of the leaders in science, and he had over 600 peer review papers, because he was forced to leave his tenured position. He had two tenured professorships at the H.B. Anderson Clinic there in Texas, because, of course, of threats against his life because of the research he was doing into the background of some of these diseases, and simply tie them into biological warfare programs being waged against the people, and the fact that they had released this experimentally in Huntsville in Texas, and simply they got an epidemic of multiple sclerosis. How could you get an epidemic of multiple sclerosis and anterior lateral sclerosis? Well, of course, these things were coming about because they had released this mycoplasm there, and it got into the prisoners, and then it got into the guards, and it got into this whole city. And the last thing they want is for the American people to know that they killed all of these people with their experiments, and so they a couple of the state pathologists were very unhappy because it started in the prison. They were supposed to get the bodies of the prisoners, and they complained that the bodies of the prisoners were not being sent to the state medical examiner. They were being sent to army pathologists. And, of course, then they said these pathologists were murdered. And then, of course, it's an amazing story. And if you haven't read the Project Daylily, the book that Garth wrote, we do carry it. Project Daylily. Do you have that telephone number, Dr. Ellithorpe?
I have one number here. It's 1-800-982-9158.
Yes.
9158.
Give that again. That's
1-800-982-9158.
And I think that's the right number. So we'll get that out a couple of times here. Under any circumstances, now, how do you begin to toxify the patients? Do you chelate them to get rid of the metals? What do you do?
Well, yes. I've been using chelation therapy even when I myself was a teenager. My father got it for me because my dad was in food research with Armour Foods. And so I became, convinced even before I went on to do my science degrees in chemistry and biochem that I would find some way to support chelation research. The EDTA chelation therapy I do both in a suppository form and I do in an IV form. I'm published on both venues. I've proven that you can deliver EDTA transrectally in ways that I've proven that tissue absorption is about almost four times more significant than the IV form. Yes, EDTA chelation therapy pulls out the aluminum, the uranium, and interestingly, my studies on the heavy metals on my patients, I'm seeing increasing levels of uranium and cesium coming out on my doctor's data research. And I can only attribute this to possibly the Fukushima radioactive emissions through the jet stream dropping down, and then it's getting on the land and the rainwaters and growing up into the vegetables and into the animal and to the dairy products.
So no, you didn't see this before, the uranium coming through until very, very recently then?
Right. It was shortly after March of last year, I'd say right around the summertime, maybe in June, that I started seeing increases in the amount of uranium just as a general uptick on all my challenges and on the cesium reports. So,
now, basically, are these blood studies that you're doing, or these urine analyses, or what?
The urine, I do a IV of 1,500 milligram EDTA. I give them one oral DMSA, and then I collect urine for just 6 hours. I do a six-hour challenge, and I do it consistently. That's been my protocol for, 10 years or more. And indeed, when I look in their urines, I saw the change about midsummer last year. So whether people are being informed or not, I know their doctors aren't getting taught this in medical schools, but we are exposed to these inorganic metals, and now we have radioactive emitting particulate matter that we're inhaling, we're drinking, and we're eating. And these are just damaging cell membranes and ruining the intracellular functions and energy production. So to detox my patients, I chelate them. I also use high-dose vitamin C therapies because I do want to address some of the benzene ring type of toxins, dioxins, polyphenols, PCPs, and I use enzyme therapy, a lot of oral enzymes. I also try and remind them to use a lower carb diet so they don't have as what we call sticky blood. I go by their blood type as well. I do food allergies for the immunoglobulin G series so that we don't have a lot of inflammation from needless food reactions.
Does the rectal suppository work as well or better than the IV chelation, do you think?
Yes, it absolutely does. So I have the clinical experience, and that's why I did the rat studies. I published this in the Journal of the American Nutraceutical Association in 2009. We used rats. We used radioactive carbon-labeled EDTA molecules, C14, and we put the little suppositories in the butt, of the rat, and then we sutured it shut, and then we cannulated the tail vein on the other rat, and we put in, equivalent doses, and then we sacrificed them later on, and we found the typical IV had that huge spike in the pharmacokinetic. It went way up because we put it in the vein right into the blood. And then within an hour and a half, pretty much all the EDTA was gone. But on the suppository rats, we saw this beautiful biphasic elevation of the EDTA in the bloodstream. And then when we did the tissue studies, we saw it almost four times penetrated more into the tissues than the IV form. And I helped design the study, and I concluded for sacrificing the animal at 8 hours because I couldn't imagine, EDTA, lingering around much longer than that. But I actually started to see at the 8 hours a triphasic wave. So that enterohepatic circulation, it just gently pulls and detoxes out all these toxins.
Hold that thought for just a minute. The telephone number, if you'd like to call the people who produce this, is 800-982-9158. 800-982-9158. We'll be right back with Dr. Ellisor.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
This is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dr. Rita Ellerthorpe and Dixie. Her approach is to be sure the toxins, as far as not only the insecticides and pesticides, but the metals. What for? If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, don't be bashful. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Now, do you routinely test for the metals before on every patient, or do you ever simply just go ahead and use the EDTA without determining it? And can you actually determine whether or not they have a problem with one of these metals, so they through the blood, or do you need to do with the challenge test? In other words, get them perhaps IVE, EDTA, and then check the urine.
Well, as basically a scientist and then a physician, I like to get all the data I can. So I push my patients to let me get a challenge at the start, and then we repeat it in 6 months to show the overall reduction in all their toxic waste. But we don't have to do that. You know, I think this is so well established, and I'm beyond convincing. You know, I've seen this all my life. I'll let them start the suppositories right away. I prescribe them individually on a case-by-case basis, but I know everyone is toxic because I've also published my clinical data in which 100% of every patient I've ever screened has had 39% of them have elevated or very elevated ranges, but 100% have them present in them. So if 39% of all patients tested are in the elevated to very elevated ranges, that means it's very likely you and I and everyone listening has the problem. But it's 100% of everyone I've tested that at least has multiple metals present. And these things are established to be linked with cancer death rates and our cardiovascular death rates. Even the Archives of Internal Medicine for 2001 looked at just the low levels of lead present in the serum levels of people, and then they looked at the death rates from cancer and heart disease, and they found about 70% of every death due to cancer in tissue biopsies had low levels of lead. And again, I'm saying it's low levels. You don't have to have a high level. And about 50% of all cardiovascular deaths had low levels of lead. And that's just one metal. And I screened for 21, and my average patient has typically 12 metals found, of which usually 5 to 6 are elevated, of which at least one is in the very elevated ranges, and that's usually lead.
What about mercury?
So this is a significant problem, and I can only suspect if, you know, why don't we get this taught in medical school? It's a crime that it's not taught, unless industrial lobbyists don't want doctors to know this, so they don't have to be accountable for, you know, having good, clean, you know, industrial processes.
Well, it's one of the things nobody's talking about is the fact that they fluoridate our water, not with sodium fluoride, but with hydroflow salicylic acid. 90% of the communities that fluoridate used hydroflow salicylic acid. And what do you have in that? Why, you've got lead. And so there are no safe levels of lead. How frequent is mercury intoxication?
I've seen it in 100% of all my patients sampled. I have never had a single patient ever on a routine serum screen not come up positive for lead, even in low levels.
No, I say mercury, though.
Yes, mercury. Yes, I'm telling you, 100% of everyone I've ever screened on serum, scans at Doctor's Data for mercury, everyone's been positive.
But, ladies and gentlemen, this, of course, is related to the fact that you're getting it in fish. You're getting it certainly from your dental fillings. So you take vaccines, you know, nothing to worry about. We can give you this vaccine because it's good for you. And so many of them are laden there with that. We're going to be back here in just a moment. But our telephone number, if you'd like to call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Dr. Ellithorpe, would you be able to stay with us during the rest of the program?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wonderful. Well, we've got Chris calling from Santa Cruz. Chris, do you have a question for our guest?
I do. I have two quick comments.
All right, fine.
The first is when I was diagnosed with Lyme, my doctor did a challenge, and my heavy metals ended up... mercury was the highest he'd ever measured. I had super high cadmium and lead.
All right, well, we were lucky to have a doctor that does that because I practiced medicine for 40 years. I never heard these things until we started talking to the doctors who were practicing alternative medicine. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961 or go to the website at SouthernChilePropertiesCom. That's SouthernChilePropertiesCom. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Certainly our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Dr. Rita Ellithorpe. We're talking about, of course, the fact that so many people are contaminated with heavy metals. And even though aluminum is not a heavy metal and fluoride is not a heavy metal, they are extremely toxic. We had Chris calling from Santa Cruz, and he was commenting that shortly after the problems they had over at Fukushima in Japan, why, of course, actually was a plume of radioactive material that came over the West Coast. We had extremely heavy rains, and that, of course, the rains and pushed the radioactive material, uranium, radioactive cesium, into our soil. And that, of course, Chris was asking where Dr. Rita Ellithorpe is, because she had noticed in her blood studies the spike in the uranium in patients in her area. So as long as Chris is asking Dr. Ellithorpe, why don't you go ahead and let our listeners know where you practice medicine, and if they're interested in getting to see you, or they have live in that area and would like to see you, at least how they would get in contact with you. Where is your practice, and how can people reach you?
Well, my website is www.tlcdoctors.com. tlcdoctors.com. And that stands for Tustin Longevity Center. And this is in Tustin, California. We're one city in from Newport Beach, California, in Southern California. And he was asking, where I'm at. But I have patients that come in from a broad range, Northern California, Washington. I have some from Japan that fly in, some from Europe. And so we do have a good smattering of people everywhere, and I am not seeing anything too different between the radioactive materials on these heavy metal challenges dependent on where they're from. So if they're coming from Europe or the East Coast or the Midwest, or they're right here in California on the West Coast, Northern California, I'm seeing, the similar ranges. I haven't had anyone lately directly from Tokyo, but I do have some patients from there. And it's just a sad thing that this information is epidemiologically not being shared, I think, with good integrity. Like you said, I was so angry when the RadNet was out. When I was in the military as a physician, one of my jobs was to teach nuclear, radiological, and chemical decontamination, because I was, a flight surgeon and an ER doctor in the military. So I'm very familiar with radiation and these kind of techniques for treatment and decontamination. So I do have all my patients get the iodine urine challenge test, of which I would say at least 99% of every patient I've ever tested has been deficient in adequate iodine in their body. And so I already had all of my patients on iodine, as well as getting chelated. And it's just a sad thing, Dr. Monteith, the state of the American healthcare system today. It's really sad.
Well, that's why I do what I do. In fact, a lot of our listeners do take Iodorol. That's something that they take 12.5 milligrams a day. We think it's important. We've got a great four-tape set on iodine. We have interviews with Dr. Blaylock, Craig, I've forgotten his name. He's a professor up in the University of Washington. It's a great four-tape set on iodine and the importance of taking adequate doses of iodine. The other thing, of course, is certainly magnesium. And do you find that a lot of your patients are deficient on magnesium?
Yes. I had a case that came in just today. I'd like to talk about it 1 second. I had a gentleman, 49 years old, who is recently or has been over the past year diagnosed with diabetes, came as a new patient in February, and his fasting blood sugar was about 170, and his triglycerides were 400. Actually, it was 392.8, but roughly 400 on his triglycerides. And I just put him on the lower carb diet. I put him on some high-dose vitamin C, some lipid replacement to try and help his cell membrane and insulin sensitivity improve, and some enzymes. And in 8 weeks, without any drugs, his blood sugar dropped. I just got his lab in today. His fasting blood sugar now is 118. That's down from 168, and his triglycerides dropped, remember, from 400, 392.8, down to 136. And, that saved him from giving all these drugs and stuff. And that's not to mention all the other improvements, like his inflammatory hsCRPs were about a 7.5. It dropped to 2.2, and his homocysteine was a 12. It dropped to 7.6. And so we're just really thrilled with the nutritive outcome. Oh, and his SED rate, cell inflammatory damage, it was 32 and it dropped down to a 6. So this man has lost like 12 pounds in 2 months. He feels great. He's 49. He's feeling better. His labs are fabulous, and that's all without drugs. Isn't that wonderful?
That is wonderful. The statin drugs are really such a disaster. And unfortunately, they've sold the medical profession on them, and they really are great, for the pharmaceutical company. They do far more harm than they do good, not only that, but the carcinogenic. Chris, did you have anything else you wanted to ask before we let you go?
Thank you very much. It's very informative. And again, Dr. Stan, I'm
so happy you bring people on like this, too.
Well, that's why we do what we do.
Yeah.
Anyway, God bless. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And let's go to our friend Tony over in San Jose. Is this our friend Tony in San Jose?
Oh, yes, it is. How you doing, Dr. Steele?
Good to see you. For our listeners out there, I've known Tony close to 15 years. He used to be a producer. He used to come over in the evenings and answer the telephones for us.
It's actually been over 20.
Right. Is it really? It doesn't seem possible. Yeah. Time flies when you're having fun. Well, we got so much to be thankful for and grateful for. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, do you have a question or comment?
No, I had a fast question, but Barbara told me a couple weeks ago that you started out in, I think, 93 there on KKMC.
Right, I think it was the winter of 93. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been helping you out for a couple of years before that. So, my question is, I would like to know what she thinks about using zeolite, and if she thinks that is effective for people who maybe aren't, like, say, in a chronic state.
Well, I would have to say, Tony, that I need to learn more about zeolite. I have read some material on it. I have not seen enough either clinical or published data like I'm familiar with, and I do publish as a physician. That's something that is another thing I need to put face-to-face against our suppository form and then our IV form, because the IV is the old golden standard all the way back since the 1940s. So I'm interested in zeolite, but I don't have enough clinical experience, nor did I see enough. At least when I looked into this 2 years ago, I looked into zeolite for an oral form of chelation therapy, and I've been watching all my life. Remember, I'm 57 now, and I was 16 years old when I got my first chelation IV with EDTA. And so I've been watching heavy metal challenge and material, and I don't like needles. So I looked at zeolite, and I scoured it to see if there was, you know, impressive data. And if it's there, I just didn't see it.
Well,
but I'm willing
Tell me what zeolite is.
Oh, it's a volcanic ash. Uh-huh. It's a mineral composite from volcanic ash that has the same properties as EDTA, ethylene diamine tetraacetic acid, to attract the valence of things like lead and mercury and cadmium and tin and aluminum. So these positive cations of the heavy metal chain. So I'm open, Tony. I'm open to look at this. And if any of your listeners could mail Dr. Monteith some information on zeolite and he can share it with me, I'm willing to set up a study in my clinic and, you know, say take 15 patients on zeolite over 6 months who will faithfully do it. And I'll compare it with 15 who will start on the suppository and maybe 15 on the IVs. And we'll do a study on this and see if we can't get it published.
Well, now, basically, is the zeolite taken by mouth? How's it taken?
Yes, it's an oral form, yeah.
Okay, fine. Anything else, Tony?
I have a lot of information. I can email it to
you,
Dr. Stan.
You go ahead, get it to me, Tony, and we'll get it to Dr. Ellisthorpe, okay?
Yeah, because I got interested in it for two reasons in zeolite. It was basically because my research told me that they used it to clean up a lot of Chernobyl, the radiation there. And then I started taking this one heavy metal detox a couple of years ago. It had the chlorella in it, a lot of, what's that, that one herb?
Mercury. Mercury is one of the problems with chlorella, Tony, is God made the plant life to use mercury as their cation in their kind of, like their hemoglobin, chlorella, it uses mercury as their cation for making oxygen. Okay?
Oh, but then I would wake up after taking it for this one brand I took for a while, and it would have a lot of cilantro in it as well. But I would wake up in the night and I'd like be in a cold sweat and I'd be like, oh God, it like scared me. So I quit doing it.
Well,
and,
if God made chlorella to attract and detox mercury, okay, because it needs it, and then if we take mercury in the form of chlorella, you know, it becomes a question about the efficacy of it. I've been watching that for decades.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much, Tony. We got another caller. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Sandy, who's calling from Tri-Cities up there in Washington. Hi, Sandy. Do you have a question or comment?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I haven't caught your whole program, so I might be going up the wrong tree, but
no,
I was wondering...
Shame on you. You're supposed to just tune in right at 8 o'clock. Don't you know that, Sandy? Go ahead.
I do, usually.
I know you are.
We are dealing with a black mold issue in our house, and I have became... slowly very ill to the point where I'm having allergic reactions with almost everything I eat, and I'm starting to have banding in my throat and my head's dizzy. And I heard you mention something when I first came on about vitamin C drips and chelation suppositories, and I was wondering if that would help people who are ill with mold.
Well, as a parallel, I would say yes, because any time that you improve microcirculation, you're going to improve oxygenation to all the cells through the capillaries, and that's always a positive thing. EDTA, one of the way it works is this amino acid pulls out lead or tin or uranium or cesium or these terrible inorganic metals, and when that cation is removed out of the blood, it stops injuring cell membranes. And we started this whole conversation over cell membrane repair with the NT factor. So the cell membrane has receptors on it, and one of the receptors is nitric oxide synthetase, and they gave the Nobel Prize for the discovery of nitric oxide in vasodilation in 1988. So if we stop damage to this enzyme by pulling out the damaging inorganic metals of heavy metals, the microcirculation can dilate and open up. That's why men's erections got better with the suppositories. They had less damage to that enzyme system so that their nitric oxide formation to dilate was greatly improved. Well, that'll help anybody, any disease, any situation whatsoever. So even Stachybotrym black mold problems will improve if you use chelation suppositories. But when I marry that up with a high-dose vitamin C therapy, I'm also adding in a tremendous antioxidant detox for the organic waste material, petrochemical damaging issues as well. So, and then when you add enzyme therapy to that, then you're cleaning out the damaged cells that have gone beyond repairable, you can't repair them anymore. And when you add diet therapy to it and you stop the sticky, congested, high fructose syrup, high carb diets, and you eliminate food allergies, you can see how you're layer upon layer, precept upon precept. If you can teach the patient why we're teaching them to do what they do, that's why my patients are so blessed and we praise the Lord over this.
Well, now basically, is a standard dose of the ETA suppositories?
Yes, it goes anywhere from 375 milligrams for children, and I treat children as a child basically up to 50 pounds.
Right.
And then it goes to a 750 milligram suppository. And then 1,000, and then 1,500.
Well, what's the average one you'd use, say, for a 150-pound person?
I would use the 1,500. It's so safe. I've used it for so long, almost about 15 years. I use 1,500 on everybody.
All right, fine.
Yeah, if they're an adult over 50 pounds, 60 pounds.
Now, once again, let's get that telephone number out if people would like to get the ProPax with the NT factor. This is basically, it is multivitamins. There's actually about five different little packages you get with different types of vitamins and minerals. But the important thing, and one of the most important things, is this lipid replacement to actually replace the lipids in the membranes. What's that telephone number again?
Yes, it's 1-800-982-9158. And once again, that's 1-800 982-9158.
And, of course, these people do actually help to advertise on Radio Liberty. You can hear their ads. But before we take anybody on as a client, we always check them out. Of course, they come very highly recommended by Dr. Garth Nicholson, his personal friend of probably 10 to 15 years. So, and he's, as I say, over 600 peer-reviewed articles. And if you haven't read his book, Project Daylily, we do carry it. It's the most amazing story, and yet it's the true story of what happened when a scientist began looking behind the scenes and found out, of course, here they were killing people in Huntsville, Texas, with government experiments, and to this day, nobody's held responsible for all the people they killed. We'll be back in a moment here at Radio Liberty.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's P-R-O-P-A-X.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Dr. Stan, and certainly I'd never talked to Dr. Ellithorpe until just a few weeks ago when, of course, the people who produced the NT factor put me in touch with her. But, of course, she told me that she'd heard me, maybe 20 or 30 years ago of giving talks. She and her dad used to go and listen to some of the talks that Ed Griffin used to put on, and sometimes I would be there as well. So it's a small world, and she's done a tremendous amount of work on these things. And Sydney, we are being poisoned. We're being poisoned with mercury and with lead and with fluoride and with aluminum and with cesium and with uranium and right down the line. And you need to find out what's going on, and you need to look after your own health. And more people are coming down ill, and with these sorts of much of what's going on with the chronic fatigue syndromes. And certainly you need, of course, to get you're rid of those metals with certainly chelation and the rectal suppositories. Work just as well, if not much better, than the IVs. But then, of course, you need to build back your cell membranes, and that's what the Propax with the NT factor. The Propax with the NT factor, which is, of course, lipid replacement. Well, if you'd like more information, Mike, you go to Dr. Ellithorpe's website. If you have never read Dr. Garth Nicholson's wonderful book entitled Project Daylily, and we're going to have to put together a four-tape set on this subject. Dr. Nicholson will be our guest, and he'll be talking on this, I think, on the 27th in our afternoon program. But you're going to have to learn how to look after yourself. There are a few places you could go down to Tuscany there in Southern California. Dr. Ellithorpe does this sort of work at the Invita Clinic in Scottsdale, Arizona, is doing this type of work. But unfortunately, most people do not really believe that they're poisoning our water. They're poisoning our air. They're poisoning our food. They're poisoning our children, and they know exactly what they are doing. If you haven't heard my talk on the hidden agenda and got the syllabus goes with that, that's a talk on the hidden agenda, and the syllabus goes with that. That goes into the water fluoridation. And then, of course, you need to get that wonderful new DVD we have. It's by Benny Martini on the aspartame. This was designed as a biological warfare agent. It's now in between 5,000 and 6,000 products aimed at the children in America. We have this great new DVD with Ross and Peterson on the geoengineering and how, of course, they're getting the aluminum and they're spraying aluminum, certainly with this idea of geoengineering the atmosphere, and they know what they're doing. They're putting aluminum up. I've seen samples of it. I've touched it. It's not imaginary. It's real. You're going to have to start looking after yourself, and you're going to have to get the information out. Let me suggest the Rosden Peterson DVD. Let me suggest the DVD, what in the world are they spraying? I mean, do you need to understand they are spraying? We have a four-tape set on chemtrails. In fact, I think we even have a couple of them. But there's these new DVDs, specifically Rosalind Peterson on geoengineering. You must get this information, and you must let people know that they're poisoning the American people. They know exactly what they're doing, and you've got to help us get the information out. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com. Look at the catalog we have there. If you'd like a free catalog, give us a call. And understand, a lot of this has to do with the population control agenda. You can pull it down off the website, my website. It's up on the internet for nothing. Population control agenda, Stan Monteith of Radio Liberty. Get it, read it, help us to get the truth out while we can. As we raise our voices. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for this next hour, they're going to be your views because it's going to be open lines. We ordinarily do it at 8 o'clock. But I wanted to get Dr. Ellithorp on. I wanted as many people to hear her as possible. I think that what she says is vitally important. It's vitally important that you understand that almost everybody today has these heavy metals or the other toxic metals because they're poisoning the population. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, oh, you hear a lot today about, oh, my goodness, you know, DDT, how terrible DDT was. DDT was the safest insecticide we had. In fact, it was the safest insecticide ever designed. And basically, why did they do away with it? Because it was the safest insecticide ever designed, and they wanted to bring in much more toxic ones, which they have, and are very, very poisonous. We had a friend, his name was G. Gordon Edwards, and he was a professor over there at San Jose State University. He used to give talks on DDT, and of course, when he did that, he would open the talk by eating a tablespoonful of DDT. Now, of course, he had eventually to give that up. You don't want to get too much of this, but this is such a safe insecticide. It had pretty well wiped out malaria, both in the United States and Africa, and it still has wiped out malaria primarily in the United States. But, of course, they outlawed it, because it was saving so many lives. That was the problem with it. I mean, people were not dying the way they had been from malaria. I mean, and so basically, this is why they had to do away with it. It was all about population control. And actually, we have the book by Alexander King, by co-chairman of the Club of Rome, where he actually admits that's why they wanted to get rid of DDT, because people were not dying of malaria in Ghana as they had previously. You can't have something that's going to stop insect-borne diseases, a deadly disease like malaria. And so they outlawed DDT, and every year now between 300 million and 500 million people contract malaria. Now, so they don't all die. They tell us it's only, well, they tell us it's only a million a year. I think the figure is closer to 3 million. And if you go up in your search engine and type in 3 million people die malaria, that's what you pull down. But you see, they control the media and they try to convince us, well, it's really, certainly it's only 1 million people die. Well, I think that's about 3 million die. And if you put in your search engine 3 million die, you'll find that figure is verified. But since they keep repeating the lie over again, people, of course, believe the lie rather than the real scientific data, which is available, fortunately, through the Internet. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines. I want to know what you want to talk about. Would you like to talk about how they're poisonous and poisoning the children? Would you like to talk about, certainly, what's happening as far as the European economy? This is one of the most dangerous situations. Would you like to talk about the coming war with Iran, the coming war in the Middle East? What would you like to talk about? Would you like to talk about what's going to happen financially here? Would you like to talk about, certainly, sustainable development? The fact that they want to get us out of our cars and out of our homes, which I'd like to talk about Agenda 21. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. It's Open Lines, and if you're out there in the listening audience, we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But certainly, talking to people from the Invita Clinic, they said at least 70% of the people that they see coming into their clinic, and they test them all for heavy metals and other things, 70% of them had toxic levels of mercury. Certainly, according to Dr. Ellithorpe, almost all of them have toxic levels of mercury. But basically, of course, they're getting mercury through our dental fillings. We're getting mercury through our vaccine shots. In fact, they're giving them to the infants, and they're giving not one shot, but up to 6 shots at a time, each one with an adult a dose of mercury, so that basically some of these children are getting 100 times the toxic amount, and they know what they're doing, and these things have been brought out, and some of the leading scientists have talked about this and written about it and warned about it, and they're poisoning our children knowingly. Of course, you get your mercury now in your fish, and you get your mercury now in the light bulbs, and certainly they've mandated we have to use, of course, toxic light bulbs, the fluorescent ones, and basically they're poisoning our people, and they know what they're doing. They're doing the same thing with the spraying with the aluminum, and I mean, almost everybody now has high levels of aluminum. We had a call this afternoon from some fellow back in Washington, in New York State. talk about he had had his soil and his garden tested and sky-high levels of aluminum. Well, this is exactly what, of course, Mike Murphy has said over there in Maui. This is what Roslyn Peterson has said from Northern California, and they find it in the snowpack on Mount Shasta. They find it in the water. They find it in whales, where the level of the aluminum in the blubber of whales got up 2,000%, and of course, it's their poisoning. They're poisoning certainly our food, our trees, our water, our snowpack, our soil. They're poisoning us because our levels of aluminum are going up. And if you don't know what aluminum does, certainly you need to get the DVD. We have a talk given by Dr. David Ayoub at our conference about 2 years ago, just on aluminum. We have another excellent talk he gave, certainly mercury, autism, and the global vaccine agenda. One of the best talks we've ever had. All of his talks are good, of course, so both, I recommend them both to you. They're both on DVDs. If you get them, you have our permission to copy them and distribute them. You must get this information out. Once people realize they're poisoning our children, I hope, that people will get involved. Well, let's go to Leslie, who's calling us from Tri-Cities up in Washington. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. And it's open lines on Wednesday, an hour late, but it's open lines. Hi, Leslie, how are we doing?
I'm doing fine.
Okay, do you have a question or comment?
I have a niece who's 35, and she just had her third child. And she got diagnosed with lupus a few years ago, so she's very much into learning about foods and the GMO and eating organic and all that stuff. And so when I went to see the baby last night, I asked her if she had done any research about vaccinations. And this baby's not even 12 hours old, and she said the nurses have already offered to give it a Hep B shot.
I do tell her. Under no circumstances to take that. I had a gentleman call me last night, and he was saying that they have a child, I think it's about 6 months of age, and they had the first Hep B shot in the hospital. He didn't want it, but they gave it anyway. But they got the second Hep B shot at 6 months, and he said suddenly the child stopped crying. And the child has not been the same ever since then. His wife wants to keep giving vaccines. I told him that he had to, of course, to say no. And his wife was saying, do you want to endanger the life of the child? And he was very defensive. Well, of course, I don't want to endanger the life of the child. Well, and I told him, look, what your response is, why do you want to endanger the life of our child? Look how it's changed. And furthermore, are you willing to be responsible if you authorize that shot and that shot destroys that child's life? Why do you think the incidence of autism is going up? And because now they've suddenly announced it used to be one out of every 103 children was autistic. One out of every 60 boys was autistic. Now they've dropped the level of autism to 1 in 88. And we know, we don't have no idea why it is, but we can guarantee it's not vaccines. How can they guarantee it? Well, they just tell you, you believe us, we're the experts. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't see the autism in Amish or Mennonite children where they're not giving this. Basically, our good friends, the Geyers, Dr. Geyer and his son, got into the CDC, the computer system. The CDC did everything they could to block them, but somebody back at the CDC who had a child who'd been damaged by vaccines showed them how to use it. They found that in the studies that had been done by Kaiser giving the vaccines, that the one group of children got vaccines with mercury in them, the other didn't. In those that got the mercury, 27 times the incidence of neurodevelopmental abnormality, increase in neurodevelopmental abnormality, not 27%, 27 times. And what happened? Why, the CDC erased the database. Go right ahead, Leslie.
Well, it seems to me with the nurse's reactions, I think the nurses know that information, because she said two of the nurses accepted her no response just fine, and she said there was a third nurse that I'm sure she knows about the things that you're saying, because the third nurse said, I wish they wouldn't even make us offer this. There are probably so many new moms that don't know better.
Well, you see, the doctors push it, the CDC pushes this, the public health people do. I've had public health people come to me, not on vaccine issues, but when I was leading the battle across America as far as AIDS was concerned. At least in California, we were the most outspoken voice. And I had public health officers come to me, two of them together. And they cornered me as I was going into the meeting, and they said, Stan, we want you to know that we know what you're doing and trying to get public health methods used to stop the epidemic is correct, but we cannot back you publicly. We cannot back you publicly, but you keep up the good work. And I understand. I mean, I wasn't resentful of the fact that that I was on the front line. I was the sacrificial lamb. I appreciated so much their having the courage to come to me, but if they told the truth, they'd be out of the job, they'd be blacklisted, and they'd never get a job again. So I think that that nurse who told the truth is very courageous. Incidentally, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But Leslie, we have to get the information out, and there is a growing awareness, of course, that they're poisoning the children. But that one simple fact that Amish and Mennonite children do not get these diseases, they do not have the high incidence of asthma or of allergic reactions or neurodevelopmental abnormalities. But the most devastating of all is, of course, the devastating effects of autism in these children's lives are destroyed forever, and they're doing it intentionally. That's what's so criminal. They're doing it intentionally. Go right ahead.
Recently in the Tri-Cities, I don't know if it was all of Washington State, but they were saying there was an outbreak of whooping cough, and they were saying that not only should children get revaccinated, but adults should get vaccinated. You know, people my age, we didn't get MMR or anything like that. We just got the measles and got over it. And they were saying, of course, the adults should be getting vaccinated, too. And I thought, boy, they just can't get enough vaccinations into people these days.
Well, they can. And, of course, the thing is, of course, that most of the people who are coming down with whooping cough have already been vaccinated. You see, basically, when you get the normal disease when you're a child, you have an immunity for the rest of your life. When you get the artificial immunity, well, it only lasts for a short number of years, and then you lose your immunity. It's not a normal immunity. God did not give people a whooping cough initially by the shot. They got it through the lungs by breathing in the bacteria, and they got a permanent immunity when they got the disease. Whooping cough is not a nice disease, but, certainly very few people died of this. Originally they did, back before we had antibiotics and good nutrition, but by the time they started coming up with the pertussis vaccine, very, very, very few people died of it. Now, certainly when you have whooping cough, certainly as an adult, it's not very nice. But you have to figure the risk-benefit ratio. You don't know what's in that shot, and you can't trust them. And they're putting aspartame in those shots. They're putting mercury in the shots. They're putting MSG in the shots. They're putting aluminum in some of the shots. And it varies from manufacturer to manufacturer. They're all there supposedly to prime the immune system. But some of them are there intentionally to do harm. The original polio vaccine had a cancer virus in it, the SB40 virus. And today, 30 million Americans have a cancer virus, SB40. They knew it was in the polio vaccine, and people are dying from that. Far more people have died from the cancer from the SV40 than ever would have died from polio. And if you haven't heard my talk, it's called The Specter Haunting America. It's up on my website, The Specter Haunting America. We hope you'll get it and watch it and of course help us get the word out. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Leslie, anything else you'd like to say?
That was it. Thank you so much.
God bless you, and help us get the word out up there in Tri-Cities, will you?
I will.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call if there's something you'd like to talk about. We're simply talking about how they're poisoning the American people. And certainly one of the major reasons, a myth, that says to fluoridate the water, and we need to just keep hammering away at that. Why do they want to fluoridate the water? Because it helps children's teeth? Of course not. It has nothing to do with children's teeth. They know very well, of course, that the children do far better without fluoridated water. And certainly in areas of Eastern Europe, when they stopped fluoridating the water there, well, the children's teeth improved. And this was after the Berlin Wall came down. Certainly, if they were going to improve the teeth of children, you would not have all the dental caries in New York and San Francisco that have been fluoridated for 50 years. What is the real agenda behind water fluoridation? Why, it's population control. The fluoride actually decreases fertility. It decreases the fertility of the women, but it decreases the sperm count in men to about 50%, and the sperm are poisoned. They poison the sperm with the fluoride. They know exactly what they're doing, and they've written about this extensively, but of course we can't let the American people know that they are poisoning them, and public health officials are forced to get up and lie to the public. If they don't, why, they'll lose their jobs and they'll be blacklisted. And when you're trained as a public health official, what are you going to do? You got to keep your job and feed your family. But also, of course, it lowers intelligence. It actually attacks the brain. It produces osteoporosis that doubles the incidence of postmenopausal hip fractures. They almost double in women, certainly in areas of extensive studies to show how it softens the bone. Certainly it disrupts thyroid function because the fluoride competes with the iodine for place and function of the thyroid. Certainly it produces tumors and cancers. It disrupts the endocrine system. It attacks the heart. It doubles the incidence of heart disease. And the people die of heart disease. All of this is verified. You go to fluoridealert.org. fluoridealert.org, or get my talk on the hidden agenda and the syllabus that goes with that. They're poisoning our children. They know they're poisoning the children. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we've got Sarah calling from Tri-Cities in Richland, Washington. Hi, Sarah. How are we doing?
I'm doing fine, Dr. Stan. I just wanted to mention something that I don't think I've ever heard you speak about or have a guest on your program about, and it's a genetic defect that affects 40 to 70% of the population, and most people don't know about it. And
tell me, what is this specifically that affects them?
Okay, it's called, I'll give you the initials first, because it's long and it's kind of hard. It's MTHFR, all in capital letters. The M stands for methyl, the T stands for tetra, the H stands for hydro, the F stands for folate, the R stands for reductase, and it's a deficiency. It's a genetic deficiency that was discovered when they did that Human Genome Project, and there's a doctor here that has been trying to, I think for several years, been trying to, you know, inform the public about it. He gives free workshops every maybe 2 months or so at the public library here. And I found out that I have it. It's a simple blood test, and it tells you if you got this genetic defect from one or from both parents. And I got the same genetic defect from both parents.
All right, fine. Now, basically then, how does it affect you and how does it affect most people?
Okay, it can be a factor in a lot of diseases.
And what sort of diseases? How does it affect you? How does it affect you?
Okay. it increases my risk, greatly increases my risk of having a heart attack and stroke.
All right, fine. Can you get me information on that and email it to me? I'd love to see it. We'll check it out, and maybe we can give me the doctor's telephone number or website, and we'll get him on our program.
He would make an excellent speaker he's been doing this.
All right,
hang on
there for just a moment. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, give us a call. We'll be back in a moment here.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961 or go to the website at southernchileproperties.com. That's southernchileproperties.com. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. San, and our guest is Sarah from Tri-Cities, talking about this genetic defect that she says that about 70% of the people have. Anyway, she's going to get me some material on it. And did you get my website so you can send me the material on it?
It's RadioLiberty.com.
No, it's Dr. D-O-C-T-O-R, Stan Radio. At AOL.com, and under the subject line, just put down Sarah Tri-City, so I'll know it's from you, because I get well over 100 emails every day, and I can't open most of them. But Sarah Tri-Cities, you get that to me, and we'll certainly open it. I'd like to get the information you have. So basically, you were healthy. You didn't even know you had this.
Exactly. And 30% of the population get it from both parents, a defective gene from both parents, and 40% get it from one parent. So that's about 70% of the population. And I just think it's real important because most doctors, I don't think, are aware of this and are checking their patients for it.
All right, fine. Well, I appreciate Sarah so much you telling us about this. Our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And you send me the doctor's telephone number and website, and we will get in touch with him, okay?
Okay, great. Just give me your web address again, please.
It's Dr. D-O-C-T-O-R, Dr. Stan Radio. That's one word, Dr. Stan Radio at AOL.com.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, you're
Enjoy
more than...
your programs.
Well, I'm glad
so
you're
so informing.
Sir. Oh, thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Okay, well, this
yes.
is Dr. Stan. Our caller was Sarah from Tri-Cities. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment about the things we're talking about, we were just talking about the dangers of fluoride and the fact that they, because they control the media here in America, why they've been able to suppress the information on how they're poisoning us with fluoride. And of course, in most instances, they use hydroflow salicylic acid, which dramatically increases the level of lead in your blood. Why is it the lead in the hydroflow salicylic acid? Well, there is some lead there. But of course, this very caustic chemical actually pulls the lead out of brass fixtures in your bathroom. It pulls the lead out of solder. For whatever reason, why the level of lead in the blood of children, and they've done a massive study on this, the largest study ever done in the United States. It was done by the CDC, where they took 450,000 children. 450,000 children, I think they wanted to be sure that they were going to do as much harm as they could. And with those 450,000 children, they measured the level of lead in the blood from a finger stick, and they got a little drop of blood. And they found out that the level of lead in the blood of white children doubled if they were getting hydrofluorosilicic acid over those who didn't. If you were Hispanic, it went up fourfold, not 40%, but fourfold. If you were black, it went up sixfold, six times. And of course, this is associated with criminal activity. And the doctor who did this was Dr. Roger Masters of Dartmouth. He wasn't interested in water fluoridation. He wasn't even interested in physical health. He was interested in mental health. He was a sociologist. He wanted to understand why people engaged in criminal activity. And, of course, he was able then to correlate criminal activity to whether or not there was hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water supply. And, of course, this is why in areas where, of course, they use hydrofluorosilicic acid, why the incidence of crime and criminal activity among the blacks is so high. And in fact, there's a definite causal relationship between criminal activity in blacks and there's any criminal activity, the lead in the water in these areas. And basically, remember, one in every 100 Americans 103 Americans is in prison today. One in every 33 adults is in prison, probation, or parole. But certainly, one of every three young black men between 21 and 31 is in prison, probation, or parole. And this is definitely correlated with, of course, the use of hydrofluorosilicic acid. And where is Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton when you need them to bring out the fact that they're poisoning the blacks? And this is it largely responsible for the fact that the raids, the other problems we find in the black community. There really is racism in America, ladies and gentlemen. It involves the people within the Brotherhood of Darkness. They hate blacks. But, of course, Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton are never going to tell you about the Brotherhood of Darkness. They're simply going to be there as lightning rods to try to increase racial animosity rather than trying to solve the problem. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And let's go to Maggie calling from Texas. Hi, Maggie. How are we doing? It's open lines. What would you like to talk about?
Dr. Stan, I wanted to let you and everybody know that recently the student government at the University of Texas at Austin voted to request of the administration two, starting with two fluoride-free fountains to be placed on campus and labeled as such for the benefit of the university community with kidney problems, diabetes, and thyroid problems. They were very clever in framing it that way.
Well, I think it's at least is a step in the right direction. I mean, that's not going to solve the problem. Well, the other
is
swift poison
in
the drinking water. But go ahead.
It will get publicity for that because then people will start noticing these fountains that are designated fluoride free, and people who don't have the health problems will see them also and use them also and start wondering about it. And I think it's a great thing. I think it's
Basically, you know, the most incredible thing, Maggie, is the fact that the scientists who work for the FDA actually have a union, and suddenly anybody who works for the FDA and tells the truth and comes forward, they'll lose their job. However, the union can actually come out with things. So the union for the scientists who work at the FDA is called NTEU. That's a national, I can't exactly,
Yes, they used to be part of the Treasury Department.
Yeah, that's right. And basically, but their union is NTEU, 280 Brants. And so basically, you can go to the internet and look up www.nteu280.org, as I remember, or maybe it's .com, but I think it's .org, nteu280.org, or it doesn't come up right, certainly, but anyway, you'll find that the information they put together about how the fluoride in the drinking water is poisoning the American people. And as a result of that, of course, they actually they sent copies to every member of Congress, every member of the House, every member of the Senate, to every major news outlet in America, and not one of them responded. Nobody dares take on this subject. I'm proud of the people there at the University of Texas for having the courage to put in the fountains, and we have to let the American people know they're poisoning our children. They're poisoning our children. Go ahead.
The young man who got this going is a member of Fluoride Free Austin, and we're very proud of him. Rob Love, he joined with a pre-med student, a student who's working on a PhD in biochemistry and pre-med, and a pharmacy student, and the three of them together pulled this off, and I just, we're terribly proud of him.
Right, and that's the National Treasury Employees Union 280. NTEU 280, just type in NTEU 280, and that stands for National Treasury Employees Union 280. Get their information, it's on the internet, and not one congressman, not one senator, not one major newspaper would even comment on it, but you can get it on the internet, it's there. Understand, they're poisoning our children. Maggie, I'm proud of you, and I know you've been in this battle for a long time, haven't you?
Yes, yes, quite a few years now.
Well, basically, I think we're making some progress. Dr. Paul Conant, professor of chemistry, has his website up there, fluoridealert.org. But now, of course, with the idea that they're poisoning the air, they're poisoning the water, they're poisoning the food, and if we keep hammering away at that, They're poisoning the water. They're poisoning the food. They're poisoning the air. They're poisoning our children. Suddenly they're poisoning the animals. They're poisoning the whales. They're poisoning the snails. And just keep reiterating it over and over again. Why do you think that so many people are ill today with these chronic diseases? Of course, it's because they're being systematically poisoned. Why would anybody want to do that? Because they think there are too many people in the world, and they want to kill them off. And basically, they've already killed off several billion. They kill off at least a million a day. They intend to kill billions more. And if you don't get involved, very soon it may be you or a member of your family. And if we just keep reiterating it, at least some people will listen. And when we have the solid documentation, and people like Ross and Peterson, great information on the chemtrails, and certainly Dr. Paul Conant, great information on the fluoride, and certainly Dr. David Ayoub, great information on the mercury. People are going to begin listening. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295, and go right ahead, Maggie.
Oh, I was just going to say, exactly, you're exactly right about that. Even though I've chosen to work on just one issue myself because that's what I can handle. I am equally passionate about other issues too. And what we have to do is, see the big picture and then work locally. Because as you said, the Congress people are going to be fearful for their jobs. But if we locally work really hard on the local level, even though it's being directed from the CDC and agencies like that, and we see the big picture and how it all fits together, we can make progress that way. And I'll give way to someone else now, but thank you for the platform and have a good evening.
Good evening, and thank you very much, Maggie. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. And if you're out there and you have something you'd like to talk about and you'd like people all across America, indeed all across the world, to hear you, give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-2295. And this story is so incredible. It's so difficult for people really to believe that this sort of thing is going on. But they really is. And of course, the little ditty, you know, they're poisoning the water, they're poisoning the air, they're poisoning our children, but most people don't care. And suddenly they're poisoning the forest, and they're poisoning the trees. They're using insecticides that poison the bees. So they're poisoning forests, they're poisoning the food. And if you complain, they'll give you a pill to alter your mood. They fight perpetual wars to bring perpetual peace. But millions have died and the wars never cease. What can we do to stop this scam? We must expose the Agenda 21 plan, because this is all part of the Agenda 21 Sustainable Development Program. In fact, somebody just sent me a book. It was on sustainable development. It was written in 1989, somewhere in there. It was written by the President's Commission on Sustainable Development. And they talk about the importance of cutting back on the use of power. And basically, why do they want to cut back on the use of power? They want to deindustrialize America and impoverish our people. Basically, they talk certainly about the fact that we have to have, if we want a sustainable future, why, of course, we're going to have to try to keep from having so many people in the world. But this is really all about this desire, the plan, already well underway to kill off billions of people. We've already killed or prevented the birth of over 2 billion people. I said that we kill a million people or more every day. And most people emphasize, oh, this is abortion, you know. No, ladies and gentlemen, they're not coming with new and terrible diseases. They have effectively blocked effective treatments for cancer. They're using drugs and all sorts of things that promote cancer. Fluoride promotes cancer. Mercury promotes cancer. Aluminum promotes cancer. Lead promotes cancer because they all affect the immune system. Let's go to Marty calling from Spokane. Hi, Marty. How are we doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Well, thank you.
Good. You have something you'd like to talk about.
In spite of the heavy overcast days here day after day.
Right. Well, remember, they also are modifying the weather. They know how to create storms. They know how to create droughts. And they are doing this. They know how to create earthquakes, for that matter. In fact, we have a great DVD by Bob Fletcher, Weather is a Weapon. They've been doing it since the time of the Vietnam War, when they were making storms over the Ho Chi Minh Trail to actually impede the bringing in of the supplies for the South, for the Viet Cong. Well, what do you want to talk about?
Absolutely. Well, I was just curious if you'd heard of the practice called Nemeology, N-E-I-M-O-L-O-G-Y.
No, never have. What is it?
Well, it's actually determining factors about people according to their names through numbering the letters. I heard it on Joyce Riley, and from what I heard of it, it just smacked of phrenology or something like that.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
All right.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's P-R-O-P-A-X.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. This is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we're really dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs on a regular basis to help us so we can maintain our network of almost 70 different outlets every single week. And some of them are half an hour, some of them are certainly 2 hours a day. We're on shortwave, we're on the internet, we're certainly on radio stations, you're going to get our programs on television, you can get our programs on the telephone, so you can get us on the internet, you can get us on shortwave, on radio, listen to us on the telephone. We hope that you'll certainly encourage others to listen, but also if you're in a position to help financially, that you'll join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. We just got a note today from one of our supporters, been with us for many years, and she just can no longer afford the donations she'd been making, and we understand that. We ask you to, if you are in that sort of a position and you can't help financially, please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. If you can join though or help us in any way, we'd appreciate hearing from you. Let me once again mention our great new DVDs, the one on geoengineering by Rosalind Peterson, the one by Betty Martini on aspartame, Michael Shaw's new DVD on Agenda 21, our new 4-CD set on Occupy Wall Street, and basically, of course, this is a controlled opposition. And then, of course, our new DVD, it's called The Dangerous Deception. It's an interview I did with Norman Dodd back in 1980, but we finally got it, a good copy that we can get out to people, along with about a 45-minute dissertation where I simply tell you what I've learned over a period of 50 years so you won't make all the stupid mistake I've made during this time. I really got started initially thinking we were somehow fighting communism without understanding that communism had been financed by the Brothers of Darkness going all the way back to the 1917 revolution, which was brought on by Lord Milner, who was certainly a co-founder of group which eventually came to create the Council on Foreign Relations of the Royal Institute for International Affairs, and now has morphed into the Bilderbergers and Trilateral Commission. But basically, we financed communism and socialism. We financed Nazism. I used to think that the Second World War was a real war. You know, all these people fought and bled and suffered and died, and they did, but we were actually financing the Nazi movement all that time. And then post-war, we helped between 10,000 and 50,000 Nazis to escape to South America through the RAT line, R-A-T. Fortunately, they have the internet now. We didn't have that 50 years ago. You can look up all these things and get the information from many, many sources. And just exactly as we financed the North Vietnamese all during the Vietnam War, after all, you can't have a war unless you have an enemy, as we're financing the world terrorist movement today. After all, we can't have a war with a Muslim world unless we have a Muslim enemy, can we? And that's why we're financing this whole thing, and why we're overthrowing the governments in Egypt and Tunisia and Libya and Syria. We've already overthrown the government in Turkey and replaced it with the Muslim Brotherhood. The same thing is true with Lebanon. And the average individual has no idea what's going on. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for Alex Jones and Joyce and certainly for Ron Paul and his family, and certainly for Chuck Chrismeyer and Butch Pawn. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is Wednesday, 18 April 2012. You're in the right place. Thank you so much for joining us today. The world is about to go crazy. It seems that every time there's another potential war, potential problem, potential